Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Mob Wives After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Erica Vieira, and I am joined here by my amazing co-host, who had to hold down the fort for the last few weeks by herself.
Yes. What's up? Hey guys, it's Nicole Brazier. Please hashtag ABTV Mob Wives and join in on the conversation, whether you're on YouTube or if you downloaded the app. On AfterBuzz.com or, again, on the app.
And we love it. We love all the conversations that you guys have, especially on YouTube. You guys are really active. And
we know
we're not the only opinions out there, and we have our own opinions, and we love that everybody has different opinions. So share them. Let's keep the conversation going, and let's get right into this week's episode, season 5, episode 9, Forgive and Forget About It.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. All right. So at the top of the episode, we see kind of the remainder of that sit-down discussion between Natalie D and the ladies, in which Natalie D accuses Natalie G of calling the women sea hags and basically saying very not nice things about all the women, including supposedly her BFFs, Drita and Big Ange.
Right.
So naturally, Drita is very upset. Big Ange is a little more skeptical. Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem to believe everything that this Natalie is saying. Drita seems to really believe it and take it to heart. And even her and Renee had an altercation, you know, at the end of the last episode.
I believed it. After watching this episode, though, now I'm a little bit team Nat G. But I did say, you know, last week I was starting to feel Nat G a little. I was starting to see where she was coming from, mm-hmm. how she was feeling attacked, and when people were getting at her, she's going to get back at them hard. But like she did clarify for us, and as we already know, she's pretty vicious with her words.
Yeah.
And I've said it before, I'll say it again, actions can be, or words can be so much louder than actions, you know, mm-hmm. and that's kind of what got her
in trouble.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, Natalie, it's hard to see who she is as a person mm-hmm. because she admitted it herself at the end of the episode. She is so vicious. Like she hits below the belt, and it's hard to even want to be in like a disagreement with someone like that, because it's not a, I don't want to say it's not a fair fight, but it's like, it's just not a fight you even want to be a part of. When someone goes below the belt and it's always this for that, it's, you just don't even want to be a part of it. And so Natalie has been kind of fighting dirty like that mm-hmm. this entire time we've seen her. So mm-hmm. the other women are upset. They don't like her. Natalie, I mean, Karen doesn't like her. Renee doesn't like her. But, so we see, you know, Big Ange get a little bit defensive of Natalie G. Mm-hmm. And she fights a little bit with Drita about it. I kind of, you know, I see where Big Ange is coming from. And I've said this before, like, who is this Natalie D? Like, she came out of the blue and out of the gate, had all these, you know, pretty not nice things to say about Natalie G. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, why is Natalie G calling this girl's boyfriend?
Yeah, that's that pretty suspicious episode too. And you know, we didn't get to see too much of Natalie D, so I'm excited for next week. Mm-hmm. But I did really enjoy this episode because we kind of got to find out a little bit more about Nat G.
We saw a different side of her.
Yeah, that she actually is a person.
Yeah,
for once
she has emotions.
And not and not the hardcore girl she's made us to believe she is this whole season. I'm glad that we saw some tears. And I thought it was really great for Drita to kind of tell her, like, you need to bite the bullet on this one and just be the bigger man.
And she was giving her some advice. So let's talk about that later. Let's get a few of the other elements of the episode out of the way first. We see Karen in Arizona. We see her want to accomplish a couple things. One, she wants to kind of dig further into this idea of doing the marijuana dispensary and opening that up in Arizona. She has concerns because her family was in trouble for doing this ecstasy ring.
I love seeing these flashbacks.
I know, isn't it?
It makes me, like, really respect Karen. I respect that she
I don't know about respect her. I mean, she ran an ecstasy ring. I mean,
well, just for the fact that she is who she is, and she's not afraid to hide it and be a little bit open about it. And then people, you know, like Nat G was hating on her for being a wannabe gangster, but really, in reality, she's not a wannabe, and I said it last week, I'll say it again. She proves to us that she is affiliated with the mob. She's always going to be, and she's not ashamed of it. And that I find, like, okay, like, it's kind of cool. I could respect that a little bit.
That's an interesting perspective. I see where you're coming from that. I mean, at the end of the day,
she's
a criminal, and she was a criminal, and her family comes from their criminal family.
She's not afraid to admit that.
I know. I mean, it's a good thing it's you're crazy. Not afraid to admit it, but it was still, you know, they weren't, she's not like a stand-up citizen in my eyes. And okay, I guess it's refreshing that she's honest. I mean, it's hard not to be honest when it was all over the news.
Right.
You can't really hide it, but I mean, she is who she is, and that's her history, and she owns it.
Yeah.
But so she's, you know, she's concerned because she's got this history, and she's afraid that, well, is this a business that is worth going into, or is this a business that I can really actually get into it?
Right. I think it's crazy that she wants to do it in Arizona, and she kept reminding us that's where her father is, and that there's risks being there. She's got the family name there. She's got her brother's restaurant there. So there could be a good and, like, bad.
I think she wants to do it there because that's she knows Arizona. I mean, that's what she knows.
She should come here and do it.
In California,
she'd feel like she'd get a little bit more away with it being here in Cali, since it's way more lenient here than anywhere else.
Maybe there's something with the laws in Arizona that she knows. I don't know too much about it, but I mean, that's a good point. Like, yeah, why Arizona? But I do think it's interesting,
Colorado,
though, that I think it's interesting that that's the line of business she wants to go into, because we see so many of these housewives and mob wives. I mean, we've got Renee. She's got a clothing line, a jewelry line. We got Drita. Yeah. She's got a makeup line. A lot of them have, you know, they write books, or they write cookbooks, or they decide to go into singing or whatever.
Yeah.
Karen wants to open up a marijuana dispensary.
I just love it. She goes, well, it's full of, this industry is full of criminals, then I like it. It's this industry. It's just too funny.
Yeah. So anyway, so we see that. We also see her break down a little bit because of the lack of a relationship her daughter has with her daughter's father, Karen's ex, Dave. It sounds like he, after getting out of jail, Karen had high hopes for them having a relationship, for Dave and Karina, Karen's daughter, to have a relationship, because it looks like Karen really pushed that while he was in jail, and he hasn't, and now he's moved on. He's found another woman. He has another child, and it seems like he has no interest really in maintaining this relationship.
She kind of made me see, you know, in that scene with her brother and his wife, that like, I see how much pain she's in.
Yeah,
you know,
she
I could tell throughout this whole season, especially with her drama with Natalie G, I always have thought, you know, there's something a little bit more going on with Karen for her to just be so
reactive.
Emotionally, physically, mentally. You know, I just see that there's more buried beneath this Natalie G thing. Yeah. It's not just Natalie G. There's a lot going on in her life that it seems, and it's just, that's kind of like the icing on the cake and her way to like excuse her behavior.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good point, and I think you're right. She has a lot of hurt from this whole situation with her daughter and her ex, and it's very apparent, and it's very close beneath the surface. And the minute she starts talking about it, she gets really emotional and really upset. And you know, I don't blame her. It sucks. I mean, who wants to deal with that? And it's, you know, it's too bad. And it's really, at the end of the day, the one that who's the true victim of all this is her daughter.
Definitely.
She didn't ask for this lifestyle. She didn't ask for any of it. And it's interesting because, you know, Karen brings up the point that, you know, no matter what my father did outside the home, I always knew I had a father that I felt protected. I felt taken care of. And Renee said the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think that was the last episode or the episode before about her son, AJ. You know, Renee's like, I always had a father. No matter what my father did, I always had my dad. I knew that. And Karen had that same relationship with the father, and both these women now don't have that for their child. And it's sad.
Yeah. And it, like you said, it's sad for the kids. It's sad for them to constantly beat themselves up over it, though. It gets to a point.
You mean the wives?
Yeah. And I said this last week. It's like, that's painful for the kids to see you going through so much pain, too. You got to move past it. You got to be strong. You know, this is the hand you're dealt. This is the life you chose.
You chose. This is the man you chose.
And you got to get your kids out of it because they're exposed to so much, like, being that they're on TV, but the internet, too, and all the feedback. I mean, it's got to be rough.
It's got to be tough, yeah. The fact that these women are choosing to broadcast their lives on national television, and then the kids are brought into it, and their personal lives with their relationships with their fathers and is now being broadcast to, you know, TV. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be difficult. Mm-hmm. And you see, you know, a lot of times when we see scenes with AJ and Renee, like, it seems like AJ, to me, is visibly just not comfortable with this whole aspect. He seems like a private person himself, and that he's forced to kind of be thrown into this because his mother wants to be a part of it. So
right.
All right. So on a happier note, with a happier family, we've got Drita, who things seem to be going really well at home with Lee, her husband, and her kids. And the girls are all super excited because they're going to be going to Disney World.
Yeah.
And it was just super, it was sweet to see that.
Cute.
Yeah, they just can't wait to, you know, see Elsa and have breakfast with the princesses and just have just the fun, innocent, girly, just amazing Disneyland experience.
Right.
And you know, I'm sure they had an amazing time.
Yeah,
so.
And never to have a vacation before.
Yeah,
what better place
crazy.
To go than Disney World? I thought that was awesome, and Giselle's the cutest thing.
Yeah, they were so both cute. Of them. They're so cute, and it's great to see that in
a functioning household.
Yeah,
for one of the one of them at least,
With the father being home, and you know, hopefully being a good stand up dad. So we don't see much of him, so we don't really know exactly what's going on, but it seems like things are going good. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, then let's go back to this kind of situation with the Nat D and the Nat G. So then the two women, Big Ange and Drita, both kind of need to have their conversation with Nat G to figure out what's really going on. Mm-hmm. Big Ange comes in really from the perspective of, FYI, Natalie G, I just want to let you know that this Natalie is talking smack about you. I don't really believe her, but Drita seems to really be believing her.
Right. And, I felt the same way that Drita felt watching it last week, that why wouldn't she believe it, you know, at this point? There's just so much back and forth coming out of this girl's mouth, and you don't know what to believe, and she was going with the greater end. She was going with everybody else at that point because she was just so frustrated that that's where it led her to. And I feel like if I was in that situation, I'd probably just go with the pact on that one, too, because he said, she said, it gets so tiring.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because I have to say, like, if I truly was friends with somebody, right, I would want to give them the benefit of a doubt versus a stranger that's coming in that I don't know.
Right.
So, like, and I understand the way Natalie reacted later with Drita, because if Drita, and we're not talking about Renee or Karen, we're talking about Drita and Karen, which have constantly stood behind Natalie, have constantly defended her. Mm-hmm. So they must obviously see something in her. We don't see it, but they must see something in her.
Drita and Big Ange.
Yeah, what did I say? Oh,
by
sorry.
Accident. confident.
Yes. So, I mean, Drita and Big Ange constantly defending her. So they must see a lot of good in her. And it's apparent that they're close friends.
She kind of grew on me this episode. I kind of was like, oh, she seems like kind of nice.
Yeah.
And maybe like deep underneath this like really cocky, confident, nasty mouthed persona and big boobs in your face.
Yeah.
There's a chick that like she said, if I'm your friend, I'm such a good friend, I have your back. You know, I thought that was, I believed her. Believed her.
And so, and my point in that is that if since they have been so defensive of her and they have formed this bond with her, then why is Drita so quick to believe a stranger? That's kind of what my question is. Like, that's what I didn't.
Because she's really from Philly, maybe.
And she says later, I don't trust anybody.
Well, I'm like so confused because here's what I don't believe in terms of Nat G. I think Nat G does know who Nat D is. And I think, you know what I mean?
They've got a history.
There has to be something that we're going to find out which triggered her to Nat D to talk so much about Nat G. And then I find the whole boyfriend thing so weird. So I'm excited to, you know, hopefully get one of them on the line before that's exposed, and maybe they can give us a secret or something, or just when it comes out, I want to see how this plays out because there's gotta be more to it. It's fishy.
It's super fishy, super sketchy. Like, it just does, that whole thing like doesn't make sense.
Could be planned.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
Yeah.
We could get talk to some production people about that one.
Yeah.
But,
So Renee, Big Ange doesn't believe this Natalie. And, you know, she tells Nat G, like, hey, you know, FYI, she's talking about you. And, you know, Natalie seems to be relieved that Big Ange is taking her side. And then we move on and see Drita having the same conversation with Natalie, but Drita definitely seems to be believing this new Natalie, Natalie D, and is wanting Natalie to basically explain herself. And so, and this is the part, and you know, you talked about this, Nicole, but this is the part where we really see more of a different side of Natalie, like a side of Natalie we don't usually see. And I think we see a lot more of this Natalie throughout the rest of the episode, but we really see her break down and say, you know, I'm sick of having to defend myself.
Yeah. Saying that she's getting ganged up on, which I can see. And I think I mentioned that last week. They are kind of all ganging up on her, attacking her, talking about her back. She's always the topic of conversation when she's there, when she's not there. So it does get to a point where it's like, well, how do we remember where this stemmed from and who really did say what? And, like, was she really the one that started it? And then when they made the point about Renee and Karen and Drita, right, was, like, going back in time a little bit for us. I mean, that kind of made me swayed my opinion a bit about, like, where's this Natalie G drama extending from? And, like, could Karen and Renee kind of like have, you know, made her like the
more important than what really,
well, or the scapegoat, like the reason why there is drama, even though the two of them, as we've discussed, were going through so much personal stuff that I think that was just a way to block it out a little bit. And all of them, Big Ange, Drita, I mean, Karen, Renee, they're all saying like this Natalie G stuff, even, right, is taking up so much of my time.
Yeah, it's like, why?
That I can't even focus on my personal life. It's like, well, it's almost like you're choosing that.
Yeah, why are they choosing to make it such a big deal? Yeah, and Natalie G is kind of almost like saying, like, I'm sick of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's definitely not innocent in the situation. The problem, we talked about this, you know, when we first started talking about the episode, she has this mouth on her that's really nasty, and she says things, and she hits below the belt. And because of that, people are quick to want to attack her in a way. And so, you know, Drita did, I guess, was suspicious, but it seems like Natalie G defended herself pretty well, and Drita came out, you know,
also
her.
I think it's gotten to a point for Natalie G where she maybe realizes how much wrong she has done and how she's got nobody left but at this point to cry and say sorry and move past it before you really get hurt and, you know, before you lose them all, because I know she definitely doesn't want to lose Drita. Obviously, she's got Big Ange. We all see Big Ange isn't going anywhere with her, but to have Drita on, have your back.
It's pretty good. And And yeah, and so we see them make up in a way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Nicole, you mentioned this a little bit ago too, how it was nice to see Drita kind of give her some advice about how to handle Renee.
She said, if you go tit for tat in this lifestyle, you'll never win.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, I had big issues with Renee and with Karen. And the only way I was able to move past it is because I'm the bigger person. I rose above it. And I just said, fine, let bygones be bygones.
Huge way in any, you know, girl fight. I feel like somebody has to.
Someone has to back
down. Strong-minded women like that, never. It's just somebody's got to step up and just be like, "All right, I'll be the big man."
Yeah, and so that's Drita's advice to Natalie, and you know, it kind of looks like she takes it to heart because you know, throughout the episode, we see Big Ange preparing for her big Thanksgiving feast, mm-hmm. the Friendsgiving that she's going to have with the women, and prior to that, the women all gather. Except for Natalie, mm-hmm. for Renee's mob candy event. Yeah. So we do see Renee talk about how great things have been for her. Mm-hmm. She's had a fantastic year with Mob Candy. Sounds like that's going really well. Junior's sentenced for 11 years so she can not be worried for 11 years about Junior. Overall, she said things are just being really...
I thought she looked pretty hot.
Yeah, she looked great.
Damn, if my mom looked like that, I would clap for my mom. She looked pretty good. She looked healthy. And
she looked happy and sober. And, you know, I mean, that's been a big issue for her, too. She looked good. And so she wanted to celebrate that. And so we see her get together and all the ladies show up. And we do see a surprise guest, which is Carla, Blast from the Past. Yeah, what do you think about bringing Carla back?
Well, like I told you when we were watching, I've seen her. She's been tweeting. She's been Instagramming. She's been keeping up, and I'm like, why is she so the hype? There's got to be something to this. And lo and behold, she came in. I remember seeing the preview last weekend, and I was like thinking it was Natalie G, like we all did. And you were like, why is she going? Why is she going? But I was like, ooh, but it could be like a return, or like even a new face, maybe Nat D. But I thought she looked good.
Yeah, she looked good.
And then when they gave us those flashbacks, I appreciated it because we were like...
I'd kind of forgotten what had happened.
The drama, between her and Renee. But we don't see any flashbacks between her and Drita. So that's why everybody had like a big question mark on their head. Like, why is she rushing out the door?
Yeah, that was super weird. I mean, it was cool to see Carla back. I liked Carla. I liked having her on the show. So I have missed her. So it was a nice return for me. It was a surprise for me. I didn't know it was going to be her. And, you know, I was glad to see her. And then, like you said, Nicole, right away, Drita gets up and leaves and takes off. And that's after seeing Renee and Karen give her these huge hugs. And you're like, okay. So obviously they made up and they talk about, we've made up. But Drita, apparently, she says, you know, we don't really talk and I don't really want to be around her. So she just takes off. So that was kind of weird.
Yeah, I think it's definitely... providing a twist to the season. We're going to see some new stuff go down, and maybe she'll add to this.
I think so, because I think we're done and over this whole situation with Natalie.
Yeah.
I think we're just like, okay, how much more can we talk about this?
Well, we can see Nat D and Nat G.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, I mean, they've always got to stir something in new to stir the pot.
I'm excited.
I mean, the show always gets better and better.
And I feel like... Renee and Karen need a third member. Yeah. So then it's like Ange, Drita, Nat G. Well, wow. Then there's four against three. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, like they said, well, I don't know though. Because I still consider Nat G and Nat D outsiders. I do.
Nat G? Really?
Yeah, still. I feel like she's still not. You know, I feel like Carla is a little bit more of an like
insider.
An original.
Yeah.
An OG.
OG.
Mm hmm. So, but. Hey, stay tuned because, like, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, who knows? So, anyways, so then we see this party, and at the party, in addition to this Carla surprise, we do see Drita talk to Renee and say, hey, you know, we're having this Thanksgiving event, or Big Angie's having it. You're invited. Natalie's invited. Like, why don't you and Natalie bury the hatchet? Mm-hmm. Drita's rationale for talking to her then at the party is like, you know, when Renee's super happy, she likes to make everyone around her happy, and this is a best time to try and broach the subject with her. And so, it seemed to work. I mean, Renee is like, well, you know what? As she said, first of all, if Karen's okay with it, then I'm okay with talking to Natalie. And she's like, as long as Natalie's willing to apologize. So
that was like a nice best friend stand-up thing to do.
It was a very loyal kind of a thing. And I understand why she did. I mean, her and Karen are very loyal. And Karen had a very mature response. She had the response that I would have had, which is, you know, do what you want. You're she's like, because girl. At the end of the day, I know that Renee is always going to have my back. Right. Like, I know our loyalty. And I know our friendship would never be ruined because of someone
And I think
like
we
that.
As viewers knew that too. Like, no matter what happened within this conversation, we knew that Renee wasn't going to back down and just be best friends again with Natchi. Or just so buddy-buddy like they were. Especially because she did hit below the belt so many times with Renee, who was going through a lot. And how can you really get back to where you were when that kind of stuff happens, you know? And you really... You attack a personal issue like substance abuse and
that's her.
Yeah, that's
Natchi. That's what she does. And she admits it. So
yeah, she does.
So then we see the women all gather at Big Angie's house, and she, you know, Big Angie wants to show off her house, and she had it all remodeled. And
looks great.
Yeah, it looks awesome. So, like, I was kind of hoping they would do, like, you know how on some of those home makeover shows where they show all the rooms? Yeah. I was hoping we could really see it. We couldn't really see it. No, but from what I saw,
it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, it's not a mansion-sized house, but it looks like one. I mean, it's looks just very beautifully redone.
Yeah.
And yeah, like she said, it must have drained her wallet because there's literally crystal and marble everywhere. But that, like, it looks awesome. Like her. If she was a house, I feel like that would be it. So
I loved it too. And I was like, oh, I just wish I could have seen more.
I just respect her so much. I mean, even that setup, that platter she had out, like, I love going to like a good meal.
When someone's going to host something and they like, do it.
Yeah.
They go all out. She
does it big.
She does it big. It looked good. It looked amazing. So all the women show up, and then naturally, right at the beginning, Renee's like, I can't do this. Natalie and I need to talk. And she's like, I feel it's best for us to talk alone. And Big Ange and Drita go outside. And the women have a pretty civil conversation. I mean, it starts off with Renee saying, you know, what you did, what was bad, you hit below the belt. And not only that, but you brought my son's name into it. And the minute you did that is when all hell broke loose in Renee's eyes.
Yeah.
And she's like, because of that, I feel I'm owed an apology. And Natalie kind of was saying, well, you know, I do feel that you owe me. She, I don't know if she said you owe me
she
an apology.
She tried.
Yeah, she kind of tried and said, well, you know, I was really hurt too. Mm-hmm. And Natalie says, you know, I feel this strong bond with you. And Renee's like, really? Like, where did that come from?
I loved her comment. She's like, what kind of drugs is this girl on? Because I want them for your enemies or whatever. She was cracking me up. But, you know, she tried to interrupt her, couldn't really get a word out, and decided to take Drita's advice and just, like,
take the high road.
Yeah, bite the bullet and say you're sorry and be the bigger man. Like, she pretty much says she is. She says she's got these big balls, this and that. Like, then act like it. Show us.
I like an adult.
I like this Natchi.
Yeah, I do too.
I like her. She's growing on me. But, you know, I also, like we just discussed, I just think now she's realizing what she's losing out on. And she's got this, like...
She's kind of backed into a corner in a way.
Exactly.
So she has to kind of man up and grow up. And it's good to see it.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like fights like that do get to a point where you have to ask for an apology. Have you ever, like, been in an argument with someone and you're like, I can't believe I have to ask you to apologize. It's gotten to this, like... You know,
and that's the thing. Like, Renee's like, hey, you texted me. You want to resolve it.
Right.
So, well, if this is what you want, then this is what I need for us to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Renee didn't initiate it. It was Natalie that initiated it.
Exactly.
So Natalie's got to be willing to bite the bullet and move on. And so they did, and that was very nice. And we saw them all kind of have a nice, you know, dinner together. Mm-hmm. Renee said, will we ever be best friends? And she's like, no. And, you know, but
they established the line of respect.
Renee,
she did request that.
She did. She went to bat for her friend Karen and said, hey, I think you need to apologize to Karen. And that sounds like that's not going to happen. Natalie doesn't want to. That doesn't seem like she wants to apologize to Karen.
I mean, I'm sure Karen would be willing and love to hear an apology from Natchi. But I don't see Karen even like reciprocating an apology if that happens. Because I just feel like they both feel attacked by each other, and I just don't know how that's going to go where they can find
common ground. Yeah.
But who knows? I feel like that D is going to be the deciding factor for that one.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I don't know if she's going to back down, but who knows? We'll see. And, you know, Drita made an interesting point that, you know, she's like, yeah, I think this will really work out with you and Renee, because if Renee was able to forgive Carla and, you know, multiply the hate she has for you times 10, that's what it was for Carla. And so if she's able to move on from Carla, I think she's able to move on from you. So I thought that was interesting, but
that probably made her feel a lot better too. Mm-hmm. Just diving right in and,
she's like, okay.
And getting to the point saying sorry, but she's kind of desperate at this point to have these girls to quote unquote like have their respect, right? Yeah. That line of respect, and then the more important
just move
ones.
On. So yeah. they can go to events and do things and kind of be castmates on this show.
Right.
So all right. Well, that's pretty much it. That's all I've got for this episode. Do you have anything else that we missed you want to add?
No, I don't think so. We just hope that we'll get one of these women on the line next week.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I guess Ange had a problem today.
We were supposed to
get her on the line.
Yeah.
But we promised to have one of them.
Yeah.
If not, I did meet Katie, who sings The Big Bang, and we want to talk Mob Wives music a little bit, right? Maybe we can do that next time.
Yeah.
Because I love the soundtrack of Mob Wives.
Yeah, the music is amazing.
It's really stellar.
So, all right. Well, that wraps up our show for you guys. We do want to let you know that starting next week, our after show time is going to be changed to Thursday at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
So Thursday at 5 is when you're going to get the after show. So you're going to have to wait a day after watching the episode. So we do apologize for that, but there were conflicting schedules, so we had to change it to Thursday. And the other reason too is that it'll be a lot easier for us to be able to talk to the Mob Wives, because versus it being midnight their time, it'll be 8 o'clock their time. So we're hoping that with the time change, you're able to get them more of them on and have them on a little bit longer. So
absolutely.
That wraps it up. And Nicole, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Nicole Brazier, also on YouTube, and check me out at Real TV Films. We are covering Oscars week, and it's going to be exciting.
Well, that is exciting, Nicole. And you can find me, your host, Erica Vieira, on my website, beautyandthevlog.com. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about YouTube and you're a YouTuber yourself, I have another podcast, Beauty and the Vlog, where we talk all about YouTube and how to start and grow a YouTube channel. And that's it, guys. Until next week. Bye.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.